At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
All right, the robot takeover is imminent. We can all accept that right now. We salute you, our new overlords, the robots. It all starts with the AI, which is getting apparently better by the day. And everyone says if you don't learn AI now, you will be replaced by AI. We try to prove that humanity still has a chance. And that is why we started doing some man versus machine on the show to see if us regular humans with regular human level of intelligence can come up with better answers than the AI. And we use a combination of different AI. We've used Meta AI for these, ChatGPT. Everyone's got their AIs now. There's some good ones out there. Mm-hmm. And we're all about summer because apparently more people are now using AI to help plan, facilitate, and keep track of anything they plan on doing this summer than ever before. Summer travel, it's like up, you know, it doesn't matter what category of life we're dealing with, everyone's going to the AI.
Well, and if you have summer goals, you can just tell ChatGPT, and I mean, mine is named Barb, but your ChatGPT, whatever identity you give her, she can help you with your goals.
Did you ever upgrade Barb?
I have not upgraded her yet, no, because I'm paring down the use to a...
God, you're so cheap, man.
It's really
it's
unbelievable.
It's like 20 bucks, right?
20 bucks a month.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Allie's not going to pay that. So here we go. Let's go, humans.
Barb's not worth that.
First question. We will give human Jake a chance to answer. And let's say you want to look good at the beach and at the pool, but you don't actually want to work out. What is the best way to look like you are in shape without actually getting in shape? Because let's be honest, it's officially pool and beach season now. So, Jake, I know you lost a ton of weight because of Lasara.
Yep.
But what is a regular person going to do if they catch themselves in the mirror and go, man, this does not look good? But
a regular person can go to Lasara.com.
Okay, that's good.
Jake 10.
Yeah, okay. I'm sure that's what the AI is going to say.
That would be amazing.
Also,
what else could they do?
I think no matter what shape you are, you always look better if you're tan.
Ah, interesting.
So being tan helps. And then if that still doesn't work, draw on some abs with like a Sharpie.
Oh, Sharpie abs. Oh, yeah. Great answer. Let's find out.
Like, I know the airbrushing the abs is in. I know that.
Yeah, where you like grease them up so that it looks like you even got one.
Let's see if the robot agrees or disagrees. What is the best way to look like you're in better beach shape than you actually are in?
The best way to look more in shape without actually getting in shape would be to get a tan or spray tan.
Whoa!
This will instantly make you look leaner.
Wow, Jake.
Kaboom!
Jake and the robot agree.
And trick the eye. But stop being so lazy, Klein, and just lift a kettlebell once in a while.
Right.
No, I'm going to do what Jake said.
It really is getting to know you.
Yeah, really. I don't know why it has to customize all these to me and start shaming me because I don't want to lift a kettlebell. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with Jake and someone just paint me up. Let's go.
Dude, I didn't realize it is like scientifically proven to slim you.
Well, if we can find somebody to give you a fake tan, would you do it?
Yeah.
Oh,
really?
Happily.
Somebody please call in.
Yeah, but I mean, a professional. I don't want a guy that does like cars is going to come and spray paint.
How do you tell them what you want? Like you pick a celebrity?
You pick a shader on like a chart.
Trump orange is what I want.
No. I'm going to go full on Denzel. Because apparently, according to the technology, the darker, the slimmer you look, right? Black is slimming. So why don't go full?
Okay.
I'm sure we could find someone darker.
Not today. We won't do it today. We'll save it for tomorrow or something. We can't do it today, obviously. Let's say hi to, all right, the next question now. This is going to go to Vanessa. I know we all have our summer bucket list here, but a lot of people are using AI to figure out what should be their goals for the summer because people have a hard time coming up with any decisions themselves. So Vanessa, answering on behalf of the humans, what is one goal? If you're just going to pick one goal, what is one goal or one thing you should try to do for yourself over the next few months?
Okay, for the humans, so it feels like summer, the one goal you should do is go to the beach once a week for the whole summer.
That's so much.
Catch the water.
Hatch the water.
Touch the water.
Oh, touch.
Touch the water. All right. Well, the robot's never going to say touch the water because that's how they rust. That's like their enemy. But let's find out if the robot agrees or gives us a better answer. What is one thing that anyone could do or should do this summer?
Build one habit. That's it. One habit. not 10 goals, not a personality transplant, just one thing that, if you did it consistently, would actually move your life forward. Or threesomes are fun, so just go with that.
Okay, interesting. So either just pick one habit, stick with it, let it change your life forever, or have a threesome.
Yeah. Which seems Vanessa.
A lot of people, get on that. He didn't say touch the water.
Yeah, don't touch the water.
Next question will go to DJ Omar Khan.
Okay.
At some point this summer, if you do listen to Vanessa and decide to go to the beach, everyone knows that parking at a beach is always a nightmare. Never good, never goes well. So we asked ChatGPT AI technology, what is one tip you can give us so we don't have to deal with chaos if we want to go to the beach as it pertains to parking? Specifically parking, some people have parking hacks. Some people have ones they've used they won't even tell anyone else. They go, I got a great spot. No one knows about it. It's one of those spots that people think is illegal, but it's not illegal. It's always open. I take it. And if you have one of those, your life is golden. But what we asked ChatGPT, what is the one tip you can give for parking at a beach this summer? And what do you think is a better answer as a human?
So my beach of choice whenever I go, I have a couple of beaches. I like Newport. I like Laguna. And
fancy beach. Oh, come on.
They are fancy, man. I like the little walking areas and restaurants around there. But there are these restaurants that you could park in. And they have the little like honor systems. Like, hey, you have to hop on your app and type in this code and pay through the app. I have parked at these parking lots all day. Lugged my gear across the street.
Wow.
Set up on the beach and never had to pay for parking.
Dude, I do think those apps are BS. And they think
nobody
because
checking.
There's an app, everyone feels like it's so official. And I don't think anybody is, I think they just are like, oh, cool, there's money in this wallet today.
Right.
You know what I mean?
All right, so you say find a place that has a digital pay-by system and just don't pay.
Just don't pay. Just park there. Nobody's checking.
That's what Omar says.
I love that lug of shame.
This is
like lugging that big cooler and the wagon and everything.
The best is when you park at a place where it's like, this parking is for the only going to this restaurant, not for the beach.
And you're like, I'm going to a restaurant in your board shorts and a surfboard.
Lugging so much stuff out of your car. Don't worry, I'll get the calamari ready. Here is what the ChatGPT AI says.
Here's the no BS guide to beach parking like a pro, especially if you're in LA or any high traffic coast. Go early, before 9 a.m., you'll snag prime spots, especially on weekends, or arrive after 4 p.m. when day trippers leave and meters may stop charging, but always avoid peak hours. 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. is hell. Don't bother unless you like circling in frustration, and that's the real reason we go to the beach.
Well, the robot has figured it out. The real reason we go is to circle around in frustration.
Man, don't go to the beach when you want to go to the beach.
So it's saying you'd be there before.
Yeah, that's prime hours, from 11 to 3.
Before 9 or after 4?
I will say the last time I went to the beach, we got there, I think, at 9:30, and it was awesome.
It's funny because the last time I went was actually an after 4. It took us way longer to get there than I thought.
And you feel like you've won. You're like, hi!
Everyone was leaving.
Yeah.
It's going to stretch
out.
It actually was decent. So I will say in this particular case, Omar, your tip is good, but I think robot gets the point.
Damn it.
Final question, Allie, as someone who sunburns easily.
Oh, yeah.
You'll probably get a sunburn at some point this summer.
Already have.
And even though dark makes you look slimmer, red does not. So the question is, what is the first thing you should do when you get terribly sunburned? We asked the robot.
First of all, I would disagree with you that red is slimming. Is not slimming, because it is.
Definitely not.
It makes you look like the Kool-Aid man.
Yeah, you're puffy.
Right. Yeah, we saw you.
Oh, yeah.
Shut up. All right. A sunburn is really a base tan in disguise, all right? Yeah, it is red, and it's bad for your skin, but eventually it will turn into a little reddish brown shade, and that means you start layering on top of it. So I would say do nothing. Just let it be and give it a little slap and say, aha, I'm having a good summer.
All right. Do not think the robot will agree. Let's find out. Here we go.
Sunburn means dehydration. Pound water and electrolytes to help your skin heal and prevent fatigue or heat illness.
Point robot on that one.
Slap-a-da-burn.
Nope. So humans, once again, we do not stand a chance. Robot has taken over, and now they're giving better advice than we are by far. Quick break. Back with your news. And then the second that is done, we have tickets for you. It's K-Rock's Summer Ticket Blowout. Right out of the gate, I think it's 21 Pilots. First pair of tickets we have for you. Then we'll send you to Dodger Stadium for MyChem. It's all happening this morning as we are live and interactive now on the world-famous KROQ.